You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Hello, and here is the WHSM Community Calendar and Events for November 5th, 2025. Are you looking for some tech support for your cell phone, tablets, or laptop? You can get some help at 10 o'clock this morning over at the Forest Lodge Library at 13450 County Highway M in Cable. If you are having device problems or maybe not sure how to operate your cell phone, Eric can help you with that and more. Bring in your device and your questions related to tech issues anytime at the library from 10 until 3 p.m. Everything is complimentary. Drop-ins are welcome, but you can call for an appointment at 715-204-7501. That number again, 715-204-7501. Again, tech support for any device at the Forge Lodge Library in Cable. The Northwoods Community Food Shelf will be opening up at 10 o'clock this morning. They are located at the Spider Lake Church Youth Center in Hayward, 11255 Wisconsin Highway 77 in Hayward, just north of the hospital on the left-hand side. They have lots of meats, produce, and other food items. Everyone's encouraged to get food from this program, regardless of your financial situation. Again, the Northwoods Community Food Shelf, 10 until 3 o'clock this afternoon at the Spider Lake Church Youth Center. Volunteer Venture is happening at the Cable Natural History Museum. The museum is up for reaccreditation this year, and peer reviewers are set to visit in late November. So it's time to get the museum in tip-top shape. They're looking for volunteers to join them for a deep cleaning party with lunch provided. They need folks to help dust, organize, clean overlooked spaces in the museum, inside and out. Let's put our best foot forward for this important milestone. Again, the museum is up for reaccreditation, and they just want to spiffy it up a little bit, so they need volunteers to help with that. 10 until 2 today at the Cable Natural History Museum, located at 13470 County Highway M. Power pump exercise class will be happening at the Cable Community Center, located at 13660 County Highway M in Cable. This is a dumbbell class designed for all fitness levels. It targets all the major muscle groups by using exercises such as squats, presses, lifts, and curls, emphasized low weight loads and high repetitions. Again, power pump exercise classes available from 4 until 5 this evening at the Cable Community Center. You're welcome to join 4-H at the LCO Ojibwe University Extension classes. This starts at 4:30 until 6 this evening and is at the LCO Ojibwe University, located at 13466 West Trepanier Road in Hayward. This is open for grades kindergarten through 13. And again, information can be found at 715-634-4790. 715-634-4790 for questions about the 4-H program at the LCO University Extension. Wednesday night supper is available from 5 until 6 this evening at the First Lutheran Church, located at 10680 Main Street in Hayward. All you need to do is drive up to the front door and somebody will greet you and give you the number of meals that you are needed. Free will donation is available and information is at 715-634-2141. Again, that number is 715-634-2141 for the Wednesday night supper at the First Lutheran Church here in Hayward. A community dinner is being offered at the Lacouture Ojibwe School. The LCO school staff would like to invite community members facing food insecurities to this community dinner happening at the LCO cafeteria from 5:30 until 6:30 or until everything is gone. This is an alcohol and drug-free event and open to any community member, and you don't have to be affiliated with the LCL school, students, or staff. The menu is venison with gravy, mashed potatoes, corn, bread, and dessert. Again, a free community dinner offered at the LCO School Cafeteria tonight from 5:30 until 6:30. On Thursday, November 6th, starting at 10 o'clock, engage knitting at the library. Join the fun whether you are a beginner or experienced knitter, or maybe you prefer a different craft and would just like the camaraderie. For more information, you can call 715-634-2161. That's 715-634-2161 for engaged knitting at the library, starting at 10 and going until noon. The Elder Association meeting is at 10:30 on Thursday, going till 12:30. This is at the Seven Winds Casino Lodge and Conference Center. Again, the LCO Elder Association meeting and lunch starting at 10:30 at the Seven Winds Casino Conference Center. The Hayward 4-H Club meeting reminder for Thursday the 6th. This is for Clover Buds, ages kindergarten through second grade, the first Thursday of each month at the Sherman and Ruth Weiss Community Library with your club leader, Anna. Again, club meeting for 4-H Clover Buds at the Sherman and Ruth Weiss Community Library in the community meeting room starting at 4 p.m. If you haven't registered, you can do so by going to 4honline.com. That's the number 4, then the letter H, online.com. And that wraps up our community events and calendar here on WHSM Muskie Country 101. If you have an event or an activity that you'd like to highlight during this time, send it to community@whsm.com. Again, that email address is community@whsm.com. Be sure to provide all the details about your event and activity, and if you have a flyer, you can attach that to the email as well.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Wednesday morning, Hayward, Buzz of the North, Joel here. My voice is kind of drifting a little bit here this morning, but Gray will save me. Morning, Gray.
Yeah, you're sounding avuncular today.
Avuncular.
I had heard that word a few times, and you might be dead on if you don't know that word, and you're thinking, does that mean uncle-ish? Yes. Yes, it does. Avuncular, it means like an uncle.
Sounds like a ride at Valley Fair is what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Come ride the avuncular.
Or like somewhere that you take a knife wound. You know, like he's an avuncular wound. Like that sounds like an artery in your neck, you know? Sounds like both of the arteries in your neck.
Well, today we're going to take a moment to talk about something that is everywhere in northern Wisconsin, but my wife doesn't want to talk about it because she enjoys a good hamburger. But we're going to talk about cows today.
Oh, I thought it was the spirit of friendship, Joel.
Well, that actually is the first thing. You've come upon something here.
How? I don't even want that to be true at this point. Those shouldn't be linked.
If you enjoy a good hamburger and you don't want to become emotionally linked to where that hamburger comes from, then I suggest you come back in about 7 minutes and join us because we're talking about cows. And did you know, Gray, that cows actually are very social animals and they actually... The experts say that cows actually have best friends.
What? Like a favored pasture mate, if you will?
Yeah, yeah. They form deep social bonds, apparently, with their herds and are even capable of developing close friendships with other cows in the herd.
Cool. I mean, if I was being raised for food, I'd probably have to cope. just trying to think of Matrix scenarios. It's like, yeah, I'm going to have some friends if I can.
Yeah.
You know, like that's the one good thing you got in the Matrix, a friend. You know, Dozer, that's a buddy. And we're going to die.
Apparently the relationships, they say, expand beyond companionship. Cows actually establish a hierarchy also within the herd, which is not probably news to a lot of people, but...
No, I think it's they'll think of people they know when you talk about hierarchies and a natural tendency to, oh, man. I'll be honest. I was like that as a kid. I had to be better than you. I don't know if I was as cool as your average cow, though. I immediately think of a lot of sweet-looking videos where cows are, like, laying their heads in people's laps, you know? And if you know a farmer, then you know any given animals probably, you know? It depends on you. You can... You'll get what you put in with animals, even cows and chickens and such.
Well, I think anybody who's farmed cows, whether for beef or milk cows, probably is shaking their head yes right now that you can get attached to them pretty quick.
Oh, totally. I think it's possible to get attached to just about anything. It's just that the burden is usually, like, the line of entry is usually living things, but not for all of us, you know?
I don't have a link to that bag of Reese's peanut butter cups that currently are in my candy drawer at home. If they're gone, they're gone.
Is that why you're going to do such devilish and devious things to them later, Joel? That because you don't care about them? That's like, you've picked the coldest way to express this feeling you have about Reese's peanut butter cups.
And back to cows. Cows are actually pretty intelligent animals, they say. They're one of the more intelligent animals. Sometimes we just see them as a burger in a bun, but they are pretty intelligent animals, actually.
With that one, again, because of my cooked brain, I'm millennial and all, I think of videos every time. Cows responding to music is this trend that recirculates every once in a while. Like, there's a little girl playing an accordion once I can think of. It's smart. Why cow facts, Joel? I spot the theme. How'd we get here?
Well, I stumbled upon it and thought it was pretty interesting. And people in the Hayward area know cows. So, by the way, is there anything, to me, there's nothing more soothing than a picture of any animal up close on their snout, just right there, the cow. Just an up close snout, a picture of a dog, of a raccoon, whatever it may be. Just get right up in their nose, and I'm just like, I'm dying of cuteness.
You know, and actually, I've heard you mention this before because you and I talked about this after I lucked myself into a really good picture of our station dog, Toby. We'll have to see if we can get that posted on the Facebook page. But you're right. You're dead on. For some reason, it's just...
I don't know what it is.
Speak of the doggle. He wants to volunteer himself. But yeah, something about the... I don't know.
I don't know what it is.
What makes a nose cute?
I don't know. I have no idea what it is. Cows do have a very powerful sense of smell. More on the cow theme today. There's about 1,000 different breeds of cows, which is probably less than what I thought there would have been. And cows, as most people know, cows have four stomachs.
Or four chambers to a chambers stomach,
chambers to a stomach, yeah. Yeah. Which is kind of nice. I mean, the departmentalized, I guess, right?
I don't know. I mean, like, if we could install the upgrade, I'm sure many of us would opt for it, but I don't know what the actual consequences would be. I know it allows them to digest things or to extract nutrients from things that are basically useless to us. You know, they could eat carpet and probably get some good use out of it. I can rise to this topic in a weird way. So we've got I don't want to step on you at all, but I've got a cow story, kind of.
Okay. All right.
But
this is exactly where I hoped it would lead.
Well,
here we go.
Kind of tangentially, like, I didn't understand how serious you mentioned the breeds. It's because you mentioned the breeds. I was working at a hotel in Eau Claire from about 2018 till about 2021 and a half.
I didn't think that's where this story would start at a hotel.
And I didn't think that story would go to cows. But we also were an event center. And one time we hosted the Guernsey conference. Guernsey, a particular subtype of cow.
A cow's going to show up to that.
Well, the seriousness, the enthusiasm, specifically around the fact that these people from across the country, I mean, I think we had somebody from each of the 50 states. I didn't spot Hawaii, though, so we were just going to kind of round up, if I recall. Like, we were looking, going by license plates in the parking lot. They were from all over, so it was probably more like 20 states. But you get the idea. They're from everywhere, and the kids were, like, making dioramas, and it was all specifically because they farmed the same type of cow. Guernsey cows, which apparently they have slightly yellow milk, and there's 18 reasons that's better. but I've I never got to taste it. I never got to try it, but it was really cool. I was incredibly blown away by the enthusiasm about such a simple thing. And it's like, well, yeah, you fool, you've never farmed before. So I can't get it because I haven't been there, but it was awesome.
I think everybody has a deep respect for cows because we know that if they decide that they want their head to be from here to here, like 3 feet away really quickly, it could really do some damage to any human being.
Cows and horses, man, they scare me the same way.
Exactly. I think that the respect, the scare/respect is probably a good thing. Respect the size. We will talk not more about cows, but we'll be back about 7:52 and see what else is on our minds here today. On the Buzz of the North, It is 7:29. On a Wednesday morning, good morning, Hayward. I got bad news for you. I think winter is starting to settle in a little bit here.
We knew it. Yeah. Just didn't want to admit it.
Just give us some snow. Just give us some snow already, right?
Yeah, that's me. Get it over with now that it's happening.
Yeah, let's get it on the ground. Let's cover it up. Let's get some sleds out there mid-December, and let's make it happen. So with that intro, we're going to talk about the growing season here today. All right?
Cows, winter, summer, in that order, Joel.
Yeah, we're going to talk about something. We talked earlier about cows, things we kind of take for granted. We see, we drive down the road, and we're like, cow, whatever. We don't even notice them. All right?
I always take cows for granted.
So things also that we take for granted here is the tremendous supply of food that we have at grocery stores. I mean, you walk into a grocery store, and if you just pause for a moment and think about this store being multiplied thousands of times just in a state alone, it's incredible. But the produce department I want to focus on, because the produce department, when I read this story a few weeks back, kind of intrigued me a little bit on how the placement of a produce department is very strategic. You go into a grocery store, that produce department is usually where?
It's right in front.
It's usually one of the first things that you go to right away. So why is that? Why would they do that to us?
Because they want you to see that it's fresh, I guess.
Yeah. I guess.
I mean, that's my immediate thought is that they're proving something to you. You know, it's an advertisement. The bottle or the box of Wheaties is always going to look like a box of Wheaties, but the lettuce might not look too great on Tuesday.
Yeah, and they say that they'll put things in the front of a store that you're least likely to come into the store for. All right,
makes sense.
Very few people go to the store and say, "Boy, I want a bag of carrots and an apple." Usually they're coming in for milk. They're coming in for the everyday necessities, the bread. The bread's
staples.
The bread's always way back in the corner. Yep. And the milk, I mean, you couldn't go any further. You have to clear cobwebs back in the corner to get to that's how far back it is. But the stuff you don't need, the Twix bars, you know, you walk in and there's that temptation aisle in every grocery store, and produce is usually one of the first things that you see.
That's awesome. I've never even thought about this. Candy is like snack foods right in the middle.
Yeah.
Why? There's probably a reason, and it's probably simple and obvious, and I'm missing it, but...
Yeah, and of course, you never go to a grocery store hungry. You're in trouble if you go to a grocery store hungry. You got to eat before.
It's a rule. We've made it a rule. We do not do that.
Yeah.
And many snacks.
And it's just amazing that this produce, which for the most part is really fresh at our grocery stores, comes from hundreds and sometimes 1,000 miles away, but still comes in... I mean, with a few chemicals maybe on it, probably, to keep it fresh. But in the middle of winter, I mean, we have fresh right here in Hayward and surrounding area.
See, what fresh means, though, that's something that I think people would be interested to know.
True.
You know, because a lot of the terms like natural, I don't believe has a set definition. I think you can use the term natural for just about anything and probably justify it. But what does fresh mean? Can it mean produce that was frozen like a lot of citrus is? Because it still seems like it was just picked. So it doesn't matter. But I would care. You know, I want the true truth. I don't know. I have feelings about everything.
Bananas still just baffle me because bananas are a pretty incredible fruit and they're still so cheap. They're obviously easy to grow in a lot of different places, right?
Laughing. I'm telling you right now, that's going to be my new ringtone. It's just going to be you. Bananas just baffle me. Bananas just baffle me.
I mean, it doesn't matter. It's 20 below outside. You can walk in and get a banana for like 15, 20 cents or whatever.
They must travel well. I mean, like you always see Quick Trip full of the ones that are a little bit early, but shout out Quick Trip because they also often have the ones that are there on the right day, you can just grab it and eat.
Yeah.
That always bothers me. If I'm grabbing a big bunch of bananas, I probably want to peel one off
at least car. One has to be a little browned, not all green, right?
And they always are. They're greener than, I can't come up with a joke, but you get the idea.
So cooking demonstrations, you might be too young for this, but that used to be a big part of produce departments, is they would put cooking demonstrations in salad bars and in produce areas to kind of show you how to make it all. And to tempt you with, of course, free food is always a good tempter. You don't see that much anymore. You don't even see free samples much anymore.
Sometimes, but now it's just the warped child of that. It's just like, hey, here's this random food from the hotspot, which, yeah, it's yummy, and I'm just trying to get you to buy it. I like that version better, though, where there's an extra step where they expect me to do some work, and it's obvious why it's gone, but I want it back.
Yeah, I mean, some of the really large cities you'll go in and there might be somebody there dishing up something. But if it is, I know some of the grocery stores will do the covered plastic container with maybe a free mini donut in there or something like that. And those are usually wiped out because 1 7-year-old kid comes through, mom's looking the other way, and they're gone.
Yeah, that was me. Handfuls, man. We would cruise through the snack aisle. It had the floating. I remember it was in the grocery store here in town. It would, the cookies. The cookies that I thought only existed in that container. And I ate a lot of them.
The arrangement of a grocery store. Flowers, you're usually going to find flowers in the produce aisle, usually really close to that area for probably aesthetic purposes, I guess. there's a long explanation here.
Well, it says they reinforce consumers' perception of freshness.
There you
so,
go.
Yeah, same reason they put produce at the front. The freshest produce is, however, at the back of the display that's in the front of the store.
And then, of course, grocery stores like to do the misters. You know, you walk in sometimes, you see the little mist of water.
Oh, yeah,
coming down.
Like the misting system. Like yeah. You said misters, and I thought you meant people. I was like, what? Who? Mister who?
And I've read that there is a purpose for that, for freshness a little bit, but it's more for perception than it is for actual freshness itself.
You know, the misters are cool. They're modern technology, but they stole something from me, Joel, something that was promised in a lot of movies. And what was stolen from me was a short, bald old man in an apron with a garden hose. Every Disney movie had the kid who was running away from the bad guy at some point sprinting. And I'll admit it was usually an outdoor farmer's market kind of scenario, but there was always a short, bald guy with a garden hose, barely noticing as the kids go by with everything but a tuba going off. You know, and I've never once seen that, and I think it's because of the misters and for no other reason.
And there's nothing more unique in this world than the taste of water coming through a garden hose that hasn't been used in about 4 months. It's not bad. I don't think it's bad. It's just a different taste.
Oh.
And, ooh, it's wonderful.
Irony.
Oh, there may be spider. What? I mean, there's just a little bit of everything going on in there.
The kind of irony that Alanis Morissette doesn't understand.
Have a great Wednesday, Gray.
You too, Joel.
We'll see what happens tomorrow here on the Buzz of the North. Pat Kreitlow is coming back in next here on WBZH. It is 7:59.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WBZH. I'm Mark Lundeen, and here's what's happening in Hayward today. Are you looking for some tech support for your cell phone, tablets, or laptop? You can get some help at 10 o'clock this morning over at the Forest Lodge Library at 13450 County Highway M in Cable. If you are having device problems or maybe not sure how to operate your cell phone, Eric can help you with that and more. Bring in your device and your questions related to tech issues anytime at the library from 10 until 3 p.m. Everything is complimentary. Drop-ins are welcome, but you can call for an appointment at 715-204-7501. That number again, 715-204-7501. Again, tech support for any device at the Forge Lodge Library in Cable. The Northwoods Community Food Shelf will be opening up at 10 o'clock this morning. They are located at the Spider Lake Church Youth Center in Hayward, 11255 Wisconsin Highway 77 in Hayward, just north of the hospital on the left-hand side. They have lots of meats, produce, and other food items. Everyone's encouraged to get food from this program, regardless of your financial situation. Again, the Northwoods Community Food Shelf, 10 until 3 o'clock this afternoon at the Spider Lake Church Youth Center. Volunteer Venture is happening at the Cable Natural History Museum. The museum is up for reaccreditation this year, and peer reviewers are set to visit in late November. So it's time to get the museum in tip-top shape. They're looking for volunteers to join them for a deep cleaning party with lunch provided. They need folks to help dust, organize, clean overlooked spaces in the museum, inside and out. Let's put our best foot forward for this important milestone. Again, the museum is up for reaccreditation, and they just want to spiffy it up a little bit, so they need volunteers to help with that. 10 until 2 today at the Cable Natural History Museum, located at 13470 County Highway M. Power pump exercise class will be happening at the Cable Community Center, located at 13660 County Highway M in Cable. This is a dumbbell class designed for all fitness levels. It targets all the major muscle groups by using exercises such as squats, presses, lifts, and curls, emphasized low weight loads and high repetitions. Again, power pump exercise classes available from 4 until 5 this evening at the Cable Community Center. You're welcome to join 4-H at the LCO Ojibwe University Extension classes. This starts at 4:30 until 6 this evening and is at the LCO Ojibwe University, located at 13466 West Trepanier Road in Hayward. This is open for grades kindergarten through 13. And again, information can be found at 715-634-4790. 715-634-4790 for questions about the 4-H program at the LCO University Extension. Wednesday night supper is available from 5 until 6 this evening at the First Lutheran Church, located at 10680 Main Street in Hayward. All you need to do is drive up to the front door and somebody will greet you and give you the number of meals that you are needed. Free will donation is available and information is at 715-634-2141. Again, that number is 715-634-2141 for the Wednesday night supper at the First Lutheran Church here in Hayward. A community dinner is being offered at the Lacoutere Ojibwe School. The LCO school staff would like to invite community members facing food insecurities to this community dinner happening at the LCO cafeteria from 5:30 until 6:30 or until everything is gone. This is an alcohol and drug-free event and open to any community member, and you don't have to be affiliated with the LCO school, students, or staff. The menu is venison with gravy, mashed potatoes, corn, bread, and dessert. Again, a free community dinner offered at the LCO school cafeteria tonight from 5:30 until 6:30. On Thursday, November 6th, starting at 10 o'clock, engage knitting at the library. Join the fun whether you are a beginner or experienced knitter, or maybe you prefer a different craft and would just like the camaraderie. For more information, you can call 715-634-2161. That's 715-634-2161 for Engaged Knitting at the Library, starting at 10 and going until noon. The Elder Association meeting is at 10:30 on Thursday, going till 12:30. This is at the Seven Winds Casino Lodge and Conference Center. Again, the LCO Elder Association meeting and lunch starting at 10:30 at the Seven Winds Casino Conference Center. The Hayward 4-H Club meeting reminder for Thursday the 6th. This is for Clover Buds, ages kindergarten through second grade, the first Thursday of each month at the Sherman and Ruth Weiss Community Library. with your club leader, Anna. Again, club meeting for 4-H Clover Buds at the Sherman and Ruth Weiss Community Library in the community meeting room starting at 4 p.m. If you haven't registered, you can do so by going to 4HOnline.com. That's the number 4, then the letter H, online.com. You've been listening to WBZH Hayward Today, local report on mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To stay up to date with everything in the Hayward Lakes area, download the Civic Media app and click on WBZH in the station listings. Coming up after local news and information, Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Mark Lundeen, and I'll be back here in 20 minutes on Buzz of the North. It's 6:59.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.